are ready to rock and roll, baby, from Hialeah Park, like we do every Friday here on the program. Starting a little early, we normally start at 1, but we're going to start at noon today. We got all kinds of stuff. Ooh, wait a minute. Breaking news. Myles Garrett has been suspended indefinitely for a minimum of at least, I don't know what it says here. I just got this on my watch here. I got to look it up now and see what's going on. But apparently he has been suspended now indefinitely. So we'll find out what's going on with Myles Garrett. How are you all doing out there? We are going to be out here for a few hours like we always are out here in the second floor poker room where you can come out and enjoy all the action. We've got the TVs going. You can wager on tracks all over the country. We've got the simulcast center. We're going to be out here till 4 o'clock. We got all the chairs and everything. You can come on out and enjoy. As always, those of you that come out, we always appreciate you coming by and saying hi. There's a bunch of things to talk about, obviously front and center. Let's get into it. Yesterday, the Browns, or last night, the Browns, on a night where you are beating the Pittsburgh Steelers, a team that has been beating you to a pulp year after year after year after year. You've been everybody's bitch in that division, basically, or at least Pittsburgh and Baltimore, for a long, long time.
Last win was 2014.
This year is a year where you're beating both, okay? It's amazing. And you should be walking off the field with a big old smile on your face, enjoying the moment. And you have that incident to end the game last night where Myles Garrett is sacking Mason Rudolph. And then if you look at the incident itself, the sack was a little bit over the top too. After he had gotten rid of the ball, I don't think he really needed to go all the way through and follow through on burying him into the ground. Now, Mason responds. Obviously, it's football. It gets testy. It's a physical sport. He responds by trying to rip Myles Garrett's helmet off. And then Myles Garrett responds by dragging Mason Rudolph by the helmet and the face mask and ripping off his helmet and then eventually hitting him with his own helmet. And then you've got Marquise Pouncey kicking Mason Rudolph, which is another low-life move. Shocker. Pouncey with a low-life move. Anyway, all of this goes on, right? And listen, everybody's guilty here. To a certain extent, even Mason Rudolph is guilty. I mean, you got a guy that, I don't know how big Myles Garrett is, like 6'5", 300, whatever the hell he is, and you're ripping his helmet off. How do you expect him to respond? Look, I'm not condoning what Myles Garrett did. I got no problem suspending Myles Garrett for the rest of the season. No problem with that. That was dirty. That was cowardly. I mean, you're a defensive lineman. You're going up against a quarterback. I don't think you need a helmet to fight him. If you're going to fight him, then fight him. Don't use a helmet as a weapon to try to hit the guy. And here's a guy that just got concussed a month and a half ago, whatever it was, when he got knocked out silly. It's not the kind of guy that wants to get another hit over the head. But again, you were part of instigating this too, Mason. If you're trying to rip a guy's helmet off, and that's something that it's not a comfortable thing to do. Those helmets aren't on really loosely or anything that they just pop out or anything. It's not like my headphones, right? That I can pop them out like nothing. That's not the case here. That's going to hurt. And you're going to have somebody respond to all of this. And you're going to piss somebody off when you do this. And then you don't know, since you're in the heat of the moment, and it's been going back and forth, you don't know how somebody's going to respond. And obviously, Myles went off the deep end to do this. And it was dirty at every level.
But there was a lot of dirty things going on. What Mason was trying to do was dirty to a certain extent. Marquise Pouncey is kicking a guy that's down. Boy, that's a really tough guy there, man. Kick a defenseless player while he's down. I might suspend Marquise Pouncey for more games than Myles Garrett just for the cowardly act. And what do you think you are? You think you're in the middle of a street in a gang war or something that you could just, hey, it's all go. You could do whatever you want.
It's a free-for-all.
Yeah. You want that? That's what Marquise Pouncey thinks he was at or something? Because what he was doing was also egregious. It was disgusting what he was doing. These guys were acting like they were in an all-out barroom brawl. And I what Myles Garrett did was just gross at every level. And I've talked about this over the years. I would love to be in a room with the NFLPA, all of the players in the league. And I'd love to stand up front and center and say, what's up, hypocrites? Because that's what NFL players are a lot of times. They're a bunch of hypocrites. They complain about the league and that they didn't tell them about head trauma and all this other stuff, which, by the way, I mean, if your head is running into walls all the time, I mean, you kind of figure that that's not good for you. But if you need somebody to tell you that, whatever. And you say, well, they've been hiding all this from us. But yet players go out of their way, whether you're James Harrison or anybody else, to take dirty shots at each other, Vontaze Burfict or whoever, and you'll take headshots. In that game, three Cleveland Browns did a Malachi crunch on, what's the name of that kid? Deontay Johnson, who left with, no, I'm sorry. Deontay Johnson had the Demaryius Randall hit. It was a helmet-to-helmet hit. And Demaryius is thrown out of the game, and he's questioning it. That's how stupid and ignorant some of these guys are. It's like, you see what happened. You're not supposed to lead with your helmet, and yet you still led with the helmet, and you concussed the guy. And in that game, you had the three guys that also hit Schuster Smith and crushed him, and that's part of football. But they were kind of high hits, too. All this stuff was going on, and it's a lot of it is dirty. And they don't watch out for each other. They don't care about each other. Because I'd love to be in that room and say, look at each other. That guy next to you is a brother, is a father, is a husband, is an uncle, is a son to someone. And you're going to go out of your way to purposely injure somebody. That helmet, he could have cracked Mason Rudolph's head in half. He could have concussed his ass. He could give him dementia just from that hit. There's a lot of terrible things. You could get a brain aneurysm from something like that. A clot, whatever. And if you're going to go that blind at that moment and lose all common sense, that you're willing to grab an object that can seriously hurt somebody else, then you shouldn't be in the league. The excuse of, well, it's a violent sport. How do you expect, so you're supposed to act like an animal also? Just because you play a game that's beastly, you're supposed to also act like an animal? I'm sorry, you got to compartmentalize. I don't care if you're a police officer. I don't care if you're in the military. I don't care if you're in football. You have your moment of collision. You have your moment of violence. But you don't take it to your home. And you don't take it to the public. You only use it in your skill set. So while you're at war, that's when you're allowed to do that. And when you're in football, you play a violent game. Stay with it. It doesn't give you a license to be violent. If you're a police officer and you've got to get violent with a bad person, that's understandable. But we don't want you taking those violent moments to your home, to the public, anywhere else. You got to compartmentalize. You got to act accordingly. And I get it. There's a lot of people that work in environments that are aggressive environments, and they put you in those situations. But that's not an excuse for you outside of that to act that way. And Myles Garrett was acting that way. And I have no problem with them suspending him for the rest of the year. Make him take anger management classes, because he should. There's no doubt in my mind that guy needs to take anger management classes, because he is not a person that is safe on the field. The game is brutal enough, man. You don't need to go to the extreme and take cheap shots. The NFL, by the way, has moved swiftly on Brown's defensive end. Let me give you the story here. Myles Garrett, the league has suspended Garrett without pay indefinitely, at a minimum for the rest of the regular season and postseason. He will miss at least 6 games and up to 10 if the Browns somehow make it to the Super Bowl. Garrett will be required to meet with the commissioner prior to the decision on his reinstatement for violating unnecessary roughness and unsportsmanlike conduct rules, as well as fighting, removing the helmet of an opponent, and using the helmet as a weapon. The swift action was appropriate under the circumstances. Garrett's misconduct crossed the line, and it could have seriously injured Rudolph. The league cannot tolerate it, and the league got this one right. Garrett has 3 business days to file an appeal. Garrett, don't be stupid. Don't be stupid. Don't be. You were already stupid last night. You were already a moron last night. Okay? Close that chapter of being a moron and end it right there. Be a man now. You weren't a man last night when you're using a helmet as a weapon. Use your fist at least. So you're going to be a coward already. You're going to be known as a coward with a cowardly act, a disgusting move on the football field. Now, what you need to do is be a man. Stand up. Apologize. Apologize to Mason Rudolph. Apologize to your teammates, because you have now failed them for the rest of the season. I do believe he is their best player on defense, I want to say.
That's a pretty safe assumption,
right?
Man.
Okay, so the best player on defense is no longer available for the Brownies. And even if they make the playoffs, not that, you know, who knows if they were going to make the playoffs, but it doesn't matter. But you have failed them. So go apologize to your teammates and then say, I will take my punishment and shut the hell up because I was wrong. And go get counseling too, by the way, kid. Definitely counseling. You need counseling.
Because of how good he is, a lot of the so-called experts have said this will definitely affect their next 6 games, which they need to make the playoffs. So he may be the cause of them not making
the
playoffs.
Of course.
It's very possible.
That's the thing. You have failed people, and you're paying the price for it now. And you deserve it. You deserve everything you're getting right now, Myles Garrett. You deserve the suspension. You deserve the criticism. Take it like a man. That's what I would suggest. Don't play the ignorant role and don't start, you know, going with the appeal and trying to make excuses and, oh, it's the heat of the moment, all that. No. You weren't thinking straight. You weren't acting right. And you weren't acting professional. Now, I hope the suspensions don't stop there, because Marquise Pouncey does deserve to get suspended. And let me tell you something. Mason Rudolph, maybe not a suspension, but there needs to be some kind of a fine in Mason Rudolph's direction, because you cannot act like that either. You can't be trying to rip, because he was also, remember, by doing that, he could have hurt Myles Garrett too. Let's not absolve everybody else and say Myles Garrett is the only idiot here. There were a couple of idiots here, and especially Marquise Pouncey. Because to me, that was an extremely cowardly act on his part, where he's kicking a guy that's on under a pile. That's the kind of stuff that I see a 14-year-old do in a fight. Not a grown-ass man. This isn't a gang fight. This isn't the streets or anything. You're a professional, and you're playing a game, and you've got millions of people and kids watching. Whether you like it or not, It's not that you're an idol, but you are setting some kind of an example. And guess what? It's not like the Pouncies have ever set this incredible example outside of being good football players. We are talking about these are the morons that wore hats that said Free Hernandez. Okay? That's what we are talking about. A guy that to the end was backing his murdering buddy. All right? So the Pouncies aren't necessarily the brightest bulbs in the chandelier. So I hope Marquise Pouncey gets a serious I hope they suspend him also for the rest of the season. Not indefinitely, because if they want Myles Garrett stuff to roll over, I don't care whatever you want to do with him. I'm fine with that. But Marquise Pouncey needs to get suspended. And suspended in a big-time way.
Supposedly, the NFL has the same kind of rule as the NBA. You are not allowed to leave the sideline in the event there's a situation and you saw all those guys from Cleveland running over. Yeah. You know, there are going to be more ramifications because of this. Are you surprised that the league reacted and came down with this, you know, suspension this quick? Because we know, normally, they drag their feet.
Well, no, but I think also the NFL wants to respond quickly because this will overshadow the Kaepernick talk. So this helps them. So they might have let this drag out a little bit if the Kaepernick stuff, but now this, hey, let's react quickly. Let's get it going, and let's put ourselves in a good light that we disciplined this guy quickly. That's probably what it's all about. Let me tell you about Caneswear, because Brett and all the amazing people at Caneswear have been doing a great job for a long time. That's why their business has grown and grown and grown. And then that new store they've been at for almost 2 years now is absolutely beautiful. 2511 South University Drive in Davie. Get on down there, folks. Listen, they've got it all for the men, the women, the kids, and the babies, too, so we can start them off early. Autographed items. They've got T-shirts, over 100 different T-shirts, those beautiful starters jackets, hats, glasses, you name it. They've got practically anything with the UM logo, and they've got Inter Miami shirts, Miami Dolphins, the Heat are red hot. Go get your Heat gear there. They've got Marlins gear, Panthers also. Depressing loss last night. Anyway, go see my boys at Caneswear. They will take care of you. 2511 South University Drive in Davy, Kings were at Miami Fanware. That's the spot where fans like me shop.
I thought it was pretty.
Plus tax, tech title. It includes $899 dealer fee on approved credit. Offers end 11-10-19.
Over 1,500 Toyotas are on the ground, and truckloads of new 2020 Toyotas just keep on coming. To eliminate all 2019 models, Toyota of Hollywood is holding the ultimate 2019 model year changeover event. Make us an offer, any offer, and you can buy a Toyota at up to 50% less than their original MSRP when new and used.
50% less.
A pre-owned 2019 RAV4, not $30,000, $19,775. A pre-owned 2019 Camry LE, not $26,000, $17,775. A pre-owned 2019 Corolla LE, not $22,000, $12,775. Pay up to 50% less at Toyota of Hollywood, the number one volume Toyota dealer. Based on total retail sales of new Toyotas in the Southeast region for 2014 to 2018 per SET. On 441 between Hollywood Boulevard and Sheridan Street. Open till midnight.
All right, welcome back to Hialeah Park. As last night, the Browns defeat Pittsburgh 21-7, and only the Browns, right? It had to be the Browns. You have a moment that there was so much heat on them, heat on Freddie Kitchens and everything going on. You have that opportunity to do something about it. And you now are beating the Pittsburgh Steelers 21-7, a team that has terrorized you. And this is how you go about it. And you ruin your moment. And you had it all controlled. This was at... There was nothing left in the game. You did it at a moment where the game meant nothing. Myles Garrett, dude, you are kicking their ass 21-7. You don't need to go overboard. Just tell them, hey, schmucks, look at the scoreboard. Now get the hell out of here. That's what you do to them. You had the moment, and you ruined it. Let's hear from Myles Garrett last night addressing the media.
What I did was foolish, and I shouldn't have allowed myself to slip like that. That's out of character, but situation like that where, you know, it's an emotional game, like Larry said, and allow myself to fall into those emotions, you know, with the last play and what happened. I heard my whole team, what I did, and, you know, that could come back to bite us. And I don't know what kind of repercussions I'll face, but, you know, got to be better.
Well, now you've been suspended indefinitely. Now you know what you have, what you're facing. What kind of a night that guy had last night, I wonder. Must have laid in that bed going, what the hell did I do to my career? Because here's a guy that's known as a hell of a player. Now this will follow you around forever. That's sad. Sad. And he's never really shown to be this kind of player. He completely lost it last night. The ownership, by the way, for the Browns said, "We are extremely disappointed in what transpired last evening at the end of our game." Jimmy and Dean Haslam said, "There is no place for that in football, and that is not reflective of the core values we strive for as an organization. We sincerely apologize to Mason Rudolph and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Myles Garrett has been such a good teammate and a member of our organization and community for the last 3 years, but his actions last night were completely unacceptable. We understand the consequences from the league for his actions." And, I mean, it is what it is, man. You got to do the right thing here if you're the league. And the league responded. Now, listen, the heat that is going to come down on the league now is incredible because, again, you've got kids that are watching all of this. And they're the ones that are going to emulate all the stuff that goes out on the field, on the pitch, on the ice, on the hardwood. Whatever you guys are doing, they're going to copy. You're shooting. Why do you think we've got Trey Young shooting 40-foot three-pointers now? Who do you think inspired him? Some guy named maybe Steph Curry? Now, that's a good thing, but that's my point. And you don't want this because then they emulate that. They'll emulate the bat flip, which there's nothing wrong with a bat flip. But I'm just saying, the littlest things to the most egregious things, they will end up emulating all of that. I will tell you this. One of the things I hated about watching the lowlights last night or this morning is that it followed up with UM and FIU. And their brawl. And it showed a couple of other brawls. And this is what you get stuck with, right? And UM is stuck, and FIU is stuck with that brawl forever. And it's on film. Now Myles Garrett is stuck with this. Baker Mayfield, the team's quarterback, he certainly wasn't happy. And I got to give him credit. He responded in a stand-up fashion.
Said it on the field after, it's inexcusable. He knows that. There's no other way around it. He's going to own up to it. He's going to handle it. And this locker room is going to have to come together because this is going to be a soap opera on the outside, much like the media has portrayed us to be from the whole season. So we have to be a disciplined team. We have to address it. We have to handle it. We have to come together. Instead of feeling like we just won a game that we really needed, it feels like we lost. And so it's going to take time for us to realize that we just won this game.
There you go. That's Baker Mayfield, and he's right. Now, the circus has nothing to do with the media. You guys have made the circus, okay? Odell's the one fighting with another dude on the field, and Freddie Kitchens has got no control, and you're the most penalized team in the NFL, and you are 4-6, right? 4-6 after all the hype. That has nothing to do with the media. But I love when they want to blame the media for their shortcomings and their screw-ups. It's not the media that is swinging a helmet at Mason Rudolph's head. Oh, I'm sorry. It's not the media using a helmet to hit Mason Rudolph on the head. Let me phrase it the right way now. But you can blame us if you want there, Baker. But at least I give Baker credit. Didn't make excuses for his teammate. Didn't cover up. None of that. You can't cover this up. You can't make excuses for this. Not Myles Garrett, not the ownership, and Freddie Kitchens. Let's hear from the head coach. He was not happy about last night's actions.
We've got 5 seconds to go in the game. That can't happen. We've got 5 seconds to go in the game. The biggest game that this team's won in a... Never beat Baltimore and Pittsburgh in the same year since they've been in 1999. And then we've got to talk about this. So there's 52 other guys in that team, on the team, that hurt. And it's going to hurt moving forward. So we don't condone that.
All right, but Freddie, your team makes all kinds of stupid mistakes in every game. You guys are the most penalized team in the NFL. That means you are undisciplined. That means your team does not actually think before it acts. And guess what happened last night? A guy that didn't think before he acted and took it to an extreme. The question is, does this fall on Freddie? And it does. Of course it does. Because it's your team that is falling apart. It's your team that is committing all the penalties. It's your team making all those mistakes. So it falls on you. I'm watching the Miami Dolphins, who have less talent than everybody else. I'm pretty consistent about it. I killed Gase for the mistakes and the penalties last year and the year before, and I've killed other coaches for the same thing because it's on coaching. I killed Manny Diaz the first couple of games for the mistakes and a ton of penalties. And how? What have we been saying about Manny Diaz the last couple of weeks on the penalties? We have been giving him credit now, right? Because he and his staff fixed that issue because it's all coaching. Discipline and how your team acts is all on coaching. If you have an outlier, if you have one situation that shows up, that can happen on any team, the most disciplined team in the world. That's a mistake. That's a rarity. That's fine. You can point it out. It's an outlier. Never happens. But if you see, like you've seen with the Browns all year long, that they had a player thrown out in that game before Myles Garrett. So there you go.
This is right in their wheelhouse. This is what they do.
So it's been their MO.
Let me ask you a question, though. Considering what they got to do, you need this guy the rest of the year. Where the game's at, should he even be on the field with 2 minutes left? This guy's your most important defensive player.
Myles Garrett?
Yeah. Maybe you should have him on the sideline. In case, God forbid, injury.
But then you're going to bench half the players on that defense. You know what I mean? Because they've got some important players on defenses. He's not the only one.
Well, they are. The defense is.
But there's 5 seconds left. Come on, man. Just behave.
Right.
Behave. It's 5 more seconds. That's all. Whatever happened in that, because if you look at the play, it's an aggressive sack.
No.
And then the Mason then responds in his aggressive way, and you're going to try to rip somebody's helmet off. They're going to get pissed. And then he got pissed, but he got pissed to an extreme that he shouldn't have gotten pissed. And so it falls on Myles Garrett. Everybody's guilty here. Now, let's not, I don't want to make it sound like Mason Rudolph is completely, now, I'm not going to go to the extreme and the stupidity that Josina Anderson did. She sent out a tweet last night with no proof, no nothing. She just assumed. She goes, well, I know Myles Garrett. I'm paraphrasing because she deleted the tweet. I know Myles Garrett, and he never acts like that. Something must have gone on. Rudolph must have said something. So basically, she was kind of insinuating that he said some kind of a racial slur or something like that. She quickly deleted it. It was irresponsible because you're now insinuating something that you have no proof about. And it's probably not even true. It's just football players act like idiots sometimes. And those guys were acting like idiots yesterday. And whether Mason Rudolph was frustrated that Myles Garrett was planting his ass into the ground after a 21-7 defeat, well, Mason Rudolph has no place anywhere to try to rip off Myles Garrett's helmet. So he's not right in any way, shape, or form. Now, Myles Garrett, the way he responded, clearly was unacceptable. And then you got Marquise Pouncey kicking Rudolph, who's under the pile.
Well, first there was a couple of overhand rights.
Right.
He went down, and then Pouncey ran around to get on the backside of Garrett and kicked the top of his head.
Let's hear from the other side. Let's hear from the Pittsburgh side. Mason Rudolph talking about the incident.
I thought it was pretty cowardly, kind of pretty bush league, which, you know, there's plenty of tape out there to watch. I haven't seen it replay, but yes, I really haven't seen it, anything like that yet.
And it is cowardly. There's no doubt about it that it's a cowardly move. You're a defensive dude. Come on, bro. You don't need a helmet to fight Mason Rudolph. If you want to fight him, then go fight him. That's all. It's bad. It's wrong, too. But I'm just saying, what you don't do is grab the helmet and try to clock somebody over the head. And you could end up, you know, you could make somebody a vegetable, basically, with the right hit over the head with that helmet. And the power of Myles Garrett, not your power or mine. Because we could do damage with a helmet to somebody, no doubt. But Myles Garrett? Myles Garrett might be able to rip half your head off with that helmet. With the kind of power that guy has. Those are strong people that we're talking about.
You know something, though? Think about this. If he doesn't have the outside of the face mask and swing the way he did and catch him with the back end of the neck and earpiece. If he's got the inside of the face mask,
yeah,
then the front of the helmet,
yeah,
the most of the plastic would have been exposed and he would have hit him right on the top with the crown.
Yeah.
I mean, he's lucky.
Yeah, no doubt. Everybody's lucky here because it would have been really, really ugly. Let's hear from Marquise Pouncey, the dirty one. The funny part is we only have stuff on his reaction. I didn't see anybody ask him about how he acted in that fight. Let's go.
Marquise, should Garrett be done for the year for what he did?
Absolutely. 100%. We'll see how serious the NFL is about their players.
Well, you should be done for the year too, bro. I mean, your cowardly act was disgusting, too. Somebody said that they gave him 3 games. I have not seen anything on Pouncey.
So he doesn't get a little bit of I shouldn't say a pass, because he should get something for what he did. But he's kind of defending his guy.
There's no defense. You're not defending anybody that's under a pile.
Right.
You're not defending anybody, okay? If Mason Rudolph was pounding Myles Garrett on the floor and then he went to kill him or kick him or hit him or whatever, then he's defending Myles Garrett because Myles Garrett is getting his ass kicked. Mason Rudolph was under everybody getting his ass kicked, and he was just piling on. So it was a cowardly act. Is what it is. It's basically a sucker punch is what he did. Multiple sucker punches. That you surprise somebody and they have no way of defending themselves. That's what Marquise Pouncey did. It was absolutely cowardly. Look it up and see if they did anything to Marquise Pouncey, because somebody put here on the text that he got 3 games. I'm trying to look it up here. I don't see anything about Marquise Pouncey getting suspended, which he should. I have no problem. Marquise Pouncey, for me, should also be suspended for the year. I have no problem with that. Let's see. I am not seeing anything right now. I'm trying to look it up to see if we got anything on Marquise, but I see nothing at all. Let's see what we got here on the text line here on YouTube. Matt says, incredibly, terribly coached team. They had one drive with 4 penalties. Yeah, I know. You saw that. And multiple dirty hits. Browns will be inconsistent garbage with that coach, no matter the talent. Freddie has been proven that he is in over his head. User Stone 6060 says, they should suspend Mason 1 game. You know what? I don't have a problem with that. Suspending Mason for 1 game, because what he did also was wrong. And he could have injured somebody too. the way he was trying to rip off the helmet, you could injure somebody like that also. Let's see what else.
Okay. In addition to Steelers center Marquise Pouncey, who has been suspended for 3 games, Browns defensive tackle Larry Ogunjobi has been suspended for 1 game. He's the one that ran in and smacked Mason after Pouncey and the other guy got Garrett.
Good.
Going toward the back end of the end zone.
All right, so Pouncey, 3 games, and Ogunawa, 1 game.
Ogunjobi, 1 game, and each franchise.
Oga your mama, Oga you this, Oga that, whatever, you got 1 game. Okay.
Each franchise has been fined $250,000.
Okay.
And the NFL has said that additional discipline will be coming.
Good.
Which is guys coming off the sideline, running out on the field.
Right. Definitely. But Pouncey did not get enough. 3 games is not enough for Pouncey. I would like to see Pouncey suspended for the year and maybe into next season also, just because he's such a lowlife. They went on. This is the guy that said free Hernandez. This guy's a moron. Looks like the Finns win when we play the Browns. Blood in the water for Flores. Go get him, coach. If we win Sunday, do we talk playoffs this year? The Truth chimes in, says, love the show, Big O. I appreciate that. Thank you, The Truth. I appreciate it. Appreciate all of you for supporting us and the incredible amounts of downloads that you guys are providing always. Thank you for that. But listen, in the end, I give credit to the NFL. They brought the hammer down quickly. They didn't allow this thing to drag on, which you have to understand this. The NFL doesn't want this to drag on. Because that's normally what happens. Bullygate, Inflategate, Kaepernick, you name it. All these NFL stories, they drag on forever. And this is such a black eye that happened on Monday, on Thursday Night Football, that they want to kind of put the kibosh to this. Because if you wait a week to make a decision and say, well, we're investigating, we're going to interview the players, we're going to interview everyone, everybody's talking about it. Now you lay down the law, it kind of puts an end to everything almost. And then they'll just get, now we'll get the reaction for a day or two, and then we turn the page and move on. And everybody will forget about Myles Garrett until next year. That's a smart part about what the NFL did, because normally they're really stupid about all these things, and they mishandle everything. But like I've told you already, they're Teflon. Nothing sticks to them, nothing brings them down, nothing hurts them, nothing drags this league down at all. Every year the revenues continue to go up, every year the interest in football continues, and in fact, it grows because it's growing worldwide. Okay?
Oh, we got one more soundbite. Cam Hayward, and it is interesting because remember, these teams face off in just 16 days.
I thought it was 13.
Today is 2 days plus 2 weeks. 16 days from today.
All right.
Okay, ready?
Uh-huh.
I'm all about being competitive, but that had to be one of the stupidest things I ever saw.
Should he be suspended for the
Yes, league? Hands down. And I told those other players on the other side, y'all better handle that.
Well, there you go. And of course, it doesn't matter if Miles is not on the field. That game is one that they are going to have maybe 2 extra referees on the field. They should give extra flags to all the referees.
Security.
There should be all kinds of stuff because that's going to be one of those games that's going to be pretty touchy. Okay, it's one of those that
is this must see TV. 16 days from, just to
see it, yeah, just to see the possible, what's it called, the possible disaster. Yeah, I could see why it could be that. All right, let me tell you about Craig Zins, Acura of Pembroke Pines. Right now, folks, you got to take advantage of some great lease features at 15601 Pines Boulevard, just off of I-75 and Pines. Tell them that I sent you. They do a great job there, man. 2019, they still have a couple. The The ILX, $199. How about 2020 models? They are loaded. The TLX, $259. The RDX, $329. The MDX, $369. Only $29.99 due at signing, plus tax tag and registration, folks. Check out the fleet of certified pre-owned vehicles and the used cars. They've got all makes, all models to fit all kinds of budgets. It's just a great dealership. I've been dealing with them for 9 years. The Craig Zinn family does an awesome job. You got to get on down to their Acura dealership, the best Acura dealership on the planet. Go check them out at Craig Zinn's Acura of Pembroke Pines.
Thinking about buying or refinancing a home? Act now. Home values are ticking up. Don't put off making a move any longer. Call Michael Codsey now at Choice Mortgage Bank, 561-441-2730. While mortgage interest rates are still at historical lows, call now to get pre-approved and buy your dream home. If you're currently paying over $800 a month for rent, call 561-441-2730 now before interest rates go up. Down payments as low as 3.5%. Veterans may qualify for no money down. If you own a home, but you're upside down, Michael Codsey can help. If you're being denied by your bank or your loan process is taking too long, call 561-441-2730. Act now while fixed rates are still under 3.5%. Offices in Boca and Boynton Beach. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. Equal housing lender. NMLS 122081.